Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carol Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Lou Clinton now playing right field. Carol Hardy now playing center field. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Luplow moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. Luplow moves to third. Romano moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Francona moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressoud. Francona scores. Luplow moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Essigian moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to third. Romano moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. 2 outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland, who is chasing the ball. Hardy reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 1 out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Ramos reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Hal Kahlstedt now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Kahlstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlstedt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-2, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramos hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos fires over to first and Francona drops the ball. That's an error on Francona. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Indians. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Runnels scores. Hardy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Indians. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Kolstad covering, for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 4 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplau moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplau scores. Essigian moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-4, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essigian scores. Romano moves to second. It's 14-4, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Held takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Chet Nichols now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos juggles the ball. That's an error on Ramos. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. 1 out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clinton for the out. Nichols moves to second. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-5, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland who is chasing the ball. Malzone reaches third base with a triple. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 14-6 Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Luplau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-7, Indians. Win Hawkins now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Hardy moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Philly reaches second base with a double. Hardy scores. Bressuit moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 14-8, Indians. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and has Philly trapped. There's the throw to Kindle, who throws over to Phillips, who tags Philly for the out. Bressuit scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 14-9, Indians. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Galen Sisco now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing left field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-10, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Funk now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-4 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.